A Republican state representative who has long championed the Iowa model is here. Todd Novak joins us from Dodgeville. And thanks very much for being here.
I'm glad to be here.
So how surprising was it for you that suddenly the speaker moved to a redistricting process similar to what you have long proposed?
It wasn't too surprising. My colleague and I, Representative Tranel from the 49th, who's in the neighboring district, and I have been on this for years. We first started, him and I, talking about this after the last election. It's like, you know, after going through the last court case, even before the election, and we started pushing, and we actually met with the speaker before April, and he said, you know, you might be right. Talk to your colleagues. See if you can talk to some Democrats, and we need to really probably take a look at this. Now, this is before April. So we've been working on it, and, you know, I will say it was talking to some of my colleagues that have been opposed to this and into it and why we need to do it was not the easiest task, but they listened. And then finally we got to a point, I would have rather put it out in May or June, and finally we got to a point where we had it coalesced, we had it everything together, and we went with it. And so I will say this, in my career, this is one of the highlights of my legislative career.
Does it matter to you that the about-face on the issue comes in the midst of redistricting lawsuits and talks of impeachment of Justice Protasiewicz and this Democratic ad blitz against that, and that it came so quickly like that?
I mean, from me looking on the inside, talking to my Democrat colleagues over the summer, in our working group. I know the optics look bad, but I mean, I'm usually considered one of a pretty trustworthy guy in the legislature by both parties, and my word's gold. And we didn't just throw this out in 2 or 3 days. I know the optics may look bad, but I've been working hard. We've been working, 4 or 5 of us, very hard on this for months. And as far as the impeachment issue, we have not even talked about impeachment as a caucus. I am one of the people that are being targeted by this, all this money, the Democrat money. And, you know, I really don't care about it. I don't tie the two together. I know the media may be, and the Democrats do, but in my mind, that's not why I did this. Look at my record. I've been doing it for 10 years.
What about the lawsuits? I mean, did that turn the tide here?
That's not anything to do with me. I don't even, you know, that's, I'm so used to, you know, you look back, we've been in the courts for 2 years on redistricting, 2 or 3 years, this all started. I mean, this is kind of what got my colleagues there. It's like the court could essentially flip in 2 years, and then we could be back doing this. I don't think anybody wants to do maps every 2 years. And now we got a system in place where it's out of our hands.
How do you respond to Democratic critics of the bill, including the governor, who calls it bogus?
The same governor that stood in the assembly chamber podium demanding we do this in a state of the state or budget address, put this in his budget, I believe, this same exact plan, and now is saying it's bogus. I think yesterday was very telling to me. We have all the Democrat caucus on record, various statements supporting this exact same thing. And now they were just yesterday just totally flipped. And, oh, no, and I will not say all of them. Secretly, behind the scenes, some said, we really want this, but our leadership won't let us.
I want to get this question in. What about the issue that earlier proposals for nonpartisan map-making would require approval of at least 3/4 of all members elected in each House, whereas this proposal does not require that?
No, we changed that to bipartisan. And it has to be a bipartisan vote. That was one of the – we put 6 amendments on last night with the request of some of our Democrat colleagues. It's changed to bipartisan. And the reason is simply 75% – you could have 10 Democrats, let's say, and 10 Republicans that say – selfishly say, I don't like what you did to my district. I'm not voting for it. And that 75% threshold – isn't just getting another side on board. It's getting, you know, it would just be almost impossible to get in certain situations. I don't ever want that to happen. It doesn't happen in Iowa. It's not in the Iowa model. Only changes to this bill from Iowa is what The Legislative Reference Bureau said we had to change to match our Constitution.
All right. Representative Novak, we need to leave it there. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. I'm glad to talk to you. Have a good day.